We're in Simin Resh and Dalet. We're up to Siv Vav, and we'll be doing from Vav to Ches. Up until now, we were learning the halachas of putting something on the fire before Shabbos. We saw Resh and Gimel was the halachas of putting something to cook before Shabbos. We saw the different shittas there, and the Ramah who held that if it's cooked kamachol bendros soy, we're not choshish anymore that you're going to go and stoke the coals. Similarly, even the Mechaber who holds that so long as it is mitzdamek v'yafalo, it gets better with time, it's usur, there is a gzera that you stoke the coals, you've got to cover them or remove them. He is moda, though, that if you put a raw piece of meat in there, one is not going to stoke the coals because we know it'll take a long time to cook and you give up on it beforehand. That was all with regard to cooking. With regard to roasting, we saw that the heter of chai, of something being raw, did not work, only in specific cases. That was the case of meat that is very tender. But otherwise, we said that it was going to be usur unless you plastered the door of the oven. Then we had the halacha of roasting other of putting it directly on the coals or directly on the fire. Where there we said that even in something tender, since you weren't afraid to put it on the coals, it shows you don't mind getting burned a little bit, and therefore we're left with the halacha that you couldn't unless it'll be cooked kamachol or roasted kamachol ben rosoi before Shabbos comes in. After that, we had the halacha with regard to putting other things in, with the halacha of putting a bread in the oven. And with regard to bread, the halacha was that it has to form a crust before Shabbos. If it didn't, and you did it b'shogig, so we saw the halacha was Chazal allowed you to eat three sudas worth of the bread. Not only that, but Chazal even allowed you to go and take it out of the oven in those ovens where there was a problem of scraping it off the oven, and there's an issur d'rabbanan of doing that on Shabbos, to get your mazon gimel sudas, they were matir that. Siv Vav is dealing with a whole different case, and that is somebody on Shabbos went ahead and put bread in his oven. He put dough in the oven. And it's one of their old ovens where they plastered the dough on the oven walls. And there's an issur d'rabbanan of removing the dough once you put it on there. Because it was an art, it was something you needed special training for, and therefore the Chazal asserted it. What happens if someone b'meis it on Shabbos, put dough on the oven, he plastered it on the oven wall, and then realizes, I mean, he did it b'mezid, and then wants to do tshuva. He's afraid that if it's going to go bake, he's going to be chayef skila, he will have broken an issur d'oraisa. He did this on Shabbos itself. So Chazal were matir for him to go and scrape it off in order to save himself from an issur skila. That's sivav imnosno b'shabbos afilu b'mezid mutal lirdos kodem sheyofeh kadesh lo yovel de issur skila, in order that he does not become chayef skila. Siv Zayin, B'tanurim shalonu she'ein behem radia, our ovens where there's no issur d'rabbanan of removing anything from the oven because you don't have to scrape it off the walls. Mutar lahotzi yosur mishalosh sudas, in a case where you put it in beheter, where you put it in the oven long enough before Shabbos for it to develop a crust, the halachi is that Chazal said you can take out as much as you want, but what do you do with the issur of radias apas? So they said you need to remove it with a shinui. B'sakin o b'shum davar shiat chovbo. U'mikol makom lo yotzi barachas, you shouldn't use the special kli for taking it out, the marda, mishum de mechzikuv de nechol, because it looks like something that is not Shabbostic. This is all where it was done beheter. What about where it was done beisser? So the Mishnah Berurah says that where it was done beisser, since it's going to be usur b'achila, it's muktzah, and you got to leave it there. It's got to burn up. In a case where someone is over on the isser of shehiyah, he has food on the fire, Mishnah Berurah says there he should just pick up the pot and take it off the fire in order to save himself from the isser of shehiyah. Sifches. Lo yimale odom kdeira. Now we're dealing with other foods. Do not fill a pot. Asosios pirish mine kitnias agdelos peretzosovel abavavel v'turmesin. These are types of beans. V'yidin l'toch hatanur erev Shabbos somal l'gshecha. This is a pot where you're cooking. You're putting it in the tanner, but it's cooking. Mipnei shedvarim elu einem tzrichim bishel rav. The havamina was that it should have a halach of kidra chaisa, of raw food, where we're not afraid. We say you're Messiah Das, you don't expect it to cook that quickly, you're not going to go and speed it up. But over here, the halach is that it's aser. Why is that? These things don't need a lot of cooking. V'dato aleim lochlam la'altar. He expects them to get boiled up very quickly. This becomes like, even though it's raw, it has the same halacha as things that are not raw. Whether this is a taner, a kir, or a kupach, it's all aser. And the Rama adds, this is all talking about where you, the coals are exposed. And there's a chash, there's a possibility of doing chitui. It's also to Motzoi Shabbos the amount of time that it would take to cook it anew.